Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. This is Psalm 16. The word of God says, "Preserve me, O God, for in thee I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord. My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied, that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in a pleasant places. Yes, I have a goodly inheritance. Yes, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Amen. Let's pray. Let's come to the Lord in a prayer. Let's ask him forgiveness for all that we have done wrong. Whatever things that you have done wrong, come to the Lord and ask him forgiveness for your sin, your whatever trespass you have done, whatever rebelliousness, lack of submission to God's will and to the authorities, to the parents, to the husband. Whatever things that you need to do and you did not do, lack of commitment in serving God, your assignment and your responsibilities that you failed God with, ask God forgiveness today and renounce this sin and come to him and once again commit your life to him and start to serve him. Anger and forgiveness, lust, injustice, abuse, corruption, all these sins, and God wanted to all renounce them. Greed, love of money, worldliness, God wanted to renounce all these sins in the name of Jesus. Christ died for us, but his blood will work and take away our sin when we repent and renounce him. Let's come to the Lord in repentance of all what we have done in the past, fighting against God's will of sin. The Lord is determined to discipline us. He wants us to walk in his ways, not on our own ways and path and desires and wishes. God has put his scriptures that we will follow, not the scriptures that we will bend and stretch and do our own. Yes, O God, forgive, Lord. As we confess our sins and trespass and shortcoming, forgive us, O God. Forgive and restore in the name of Jesus. Let nothing, O God, come on our way and hinder us, even the sins that entangle us from coming to you, from receiving your blessing, from fellowshipping with you, with your Holy Spirit. We pray that every one of us will do the very thing that you expect from us to do, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. That you confess your sin, come to the Lord and ask Him your needs. The Lord is gracious, He is loving and kind. He will answer you. The Lord say, come to you, all of you weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Present to God what is wearying you, what is your burden. But the struggle that you are passing through, but your hardship, ask Him to help you. Thank you, God, for answering our prayer. Pray for your family, pray for your wife, your children, pray for your husband, pray for your parents, as to pray for one another. If you know any brother and sister have a problem, having struggle or difficulties, pray for him and pray for her. Let's pray for our country and the place that we came from. Let's pray that God will make a way that we can preach the gospel to them. Commit your life to God, that you will bring the gospel to the place that you are born. To your family of those who are of no faith in Christ Jesus, commit yourself to the Lord that you will bring the gospel to them. Let's pray now for the place that God has placed us now. Let's pray for the country and the government that God has placed us. Let's pray for UAE and pray as you receive the message, whatever place that you are in, and speak to our brothers and sisters who are in other places, in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Syria, in also Philippines, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, India, America, Australia, whatever place that you are in, pray for the government. Pray for the authorities there, because the word of God says, pray for the place that God had brought you into exile. As you pray for the prosperity of the city that God had brought you, you will too also prosper. Yes, O God, we pray, Lord. We pray for UAE. We pray for the anointing on the government and wisdom to make rules according to your will and plans. We pray also, Lord, for the rest of the government, that anoint them to do the wisdom of yours and the will of yours in the name of Jesus. We pray for favor that come from you, that we receive from you and from them, that we are able, Lord, to continue to serve you, continue to do the work and your will in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to preach the gospel, to reach people. Oh God, enable us, grant us favor from you and from men, O Lord, that the message will be launched from our lives, our style, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us and guide us and lead us to do the very work of yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Lead us, O God. Lead us, Lord. Lord, we pray for our church. Let's pray for the church. Pray for your ministry. I pray for your protection upon each and every member and worker, those who are faithful. Protect us, O God, from the threat of coronavirus. And protect your people, whoever they are, wherever they are. O God, we pray for their protection from this sickness. O God, that you allow it for a purpose. Let your purpose prevail in the name of Jesus. I pray for provision, for daily provision for all the workers, O God, for all the members of the church. Provide finances, provide food, provide shelter, provide their needs in the name of Jesus. And we pray also, God, that you give us the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Refill us once again, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. And give us the spiritual gift to continue, Lord, to serve you wholeheartedly in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, O God. Lord, whatever obstacles we come against it, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You promise and say, O God, I will build up my church and the gate of Hades. Whatever work of devil, work of demons and Satan, we come against them, rebelliousness. We come against them, we rebuke right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for a victory. We pray for your name to be magnified. We pray for your name to be glorified in our midst, in the midst of your church and your people. Lead us, O God, to evangelize. Lead us, O God, to continue to serve, to do the very work of yours in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We pray, O God, you anoint our worship, anoint our songs, anoint the message that you sending to us in the name of Jesus. Anoint, O Lord. Let your will be done O God, in our life. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord in His holiness. Let us be thankful and praise Him that we can come to God by the blood of Jesus. Let us not abuse the grace. God has blessed us with the ministry, with life eternal, with the privileges, with the prayer, with His word, with the much blessings. Let us be grateful to Him. and to hear our prayer, our cry, and come and heal our land and bless it, O God. Give repentance, O Lord, change the hearts of people, take all the worldliness from them. In the name of Jesus, take all Egypt, all the idols, take it out. Name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, hear our prayer. Soften the heart of those who rebel against you in the name of Jesus. Yes, O Lord. As we seek you, Lord, as we worship you, O God, hear our prayer and hear our cry in Jesus' name. Let's continue worship the Lord. Let's continue praise Him. As we praise the Lord, He will go ahead of us and fight the battle and deal with the enemies who is trying to obstruct us of moving forward.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Lord, the 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 Lord
God, continue to turn our sorrow into joy, turn our mourning into dancing and gladness and happiness in the Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you for the assurance, for the victory that we are going to receive through Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh God, I pray for assurance that come from you to the souls of those who are willing to follow you and willing to go to the narrow way, oh God, that you had ordained for us to pass through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Continue to honor our worship, O God. Bring us, O God, to the most holy place, O God, to meet with you face to face as we continue to worship you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Teach us, Lord, your ways. Teach us how to walk with you.
Let the Lord of my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, worship your holy name.
your people your way, O God. Teach them to go through the narrow way, especially those who are not willing to listen. You teach them, O God. Us, teach your people your ways, O God, so that we will walk easily and without troubles. Give your people undivided heart. Teach each and every one of them to give his life fully to you, away from worldliness, away from ambitions and things that is not in your world. We thank you, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy unto us. We thank you for the comfort that we have received from you, O God, in worshiping you and in praising you. O God, I pray, you anoint the rest of our service, and let your name be glorified and magnified in our midst. We thank you and praise you. So I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the Lord. The more we give to the Lord will in return will bless us, and He will allow His blessing to abound more in our lives. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, say, honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with the new wine. As we honor the Lord with our substance, and of whatever He give us, and the first fruits of all our increase that we give to Him, the best things, the first things we give to Him, the Lord also will going to fill our barns with a plenty of things, and He will continue to provide for us and support us and bless us. Lord, we thank you for all what your people have given to you, Lord. I pray whatever they give, return back to them 1,000 times in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for those who have no job, no income, you provide for them. So they will bring to you and they will honor you. And I pray also, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you give wisdom upon those who are going to handle this money. You multiply this money. Make it sufficient to meet the needs of your church and your people. Make it spend into the right direction. Oh God, we bless you, magnify you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's continue to search the scripture, how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. As the Lord say in Matthew 5, and verse 6, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. God call us and want us to hunger and to thirst after righteousness, and He is going to fill us. We study today a life of a righteous man that he did what is right and correct, and he was listed in the Bible as a righteous man. We need to study his life so we can see how God wants us to live a righteous life. And you learn how to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 6. And let's read verse 1 to verse 12. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all that they choose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God say that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupt his way upon the earth. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word that you always stand on time to help us, to help your church and your people to follow your ways. We pray, O God, that you will understand how you want us to live a righteous life. Oh God, I pray for those who are here. Change their lives and their ways. And those who are in other places who will receive the message. I pray, give them humble heart, oh Lord. Humble them before your word. And give them courage to put into action what your word teach. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray for aid and support that come from you. We need your grace to put into action what your word stated to us. And I pray for favor also from you and from men that we will live according to what your word stated to us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse 9, we read, these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. It's mentioned here that Noah was a just man. The word just, it means Siddiq. That is the Hebrew word that he used to translate it to just is Siddiq. And the meaning of Siddiq is righteous, just and lawful. So Noah was righteous man, he was just man, and he was lawful man. Now the question that you're going to raise up, and we need to answer it. How Noah become righteous man? Or how me and you, we can become a righteous man, that the scriptures will come through in our life, that we'll find the grace as Noah found the grace in the eyes of God. And God will speak about Noah that he was a righteous man, and he will speak about us that we are righteous men. And also, not only righteous, Noah was not only righteous, but he was a perfect in his generation. Compared to others, he's perfect. And that's one of the words that's perfect mentioned in the Old Testament. And not only perfect, but he walked with God. Now, how become Noah become righteous? How me and you become, we can become righteous people? Yes, I know that we become righteous through the blood of Jesus. But we need to do our part, how to follow God. Not to save our soul, but how to follow. Noah became righteous in fulfilling two things. The first aspect is Noah did not do what the people at his time were doing. Noah did not follow the example of the non-believers who were around him were doing. What are the evil things and the things that Noah did not do? We have read here in verse 2. It speaks that the sons of God, these are not angels, but the sons of God are the son of man. He called them here sons of God, not angels or... No, they are not angels, but they are people who are born to man. The sons of God saw the daughters of men. The boys saw the girls. Simply like that. That they were fair, and they took them wives of which they choose. They choose to marry what they like. That's what God here described here. And, you know, they choose what they like, not only about marriage, but you can get it on all the aspects. And the Lord said in verse 3, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You know, God wants the man to do something, but the man to do other things. So, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God when direct the man on something and he do other things, is always fighting going on. He say, I need to put an end of this striving. Why? They were doing what they like, what they choose. This is my life. This is my choice. and speak here about. Choose what they like to marry. We can add to it all the wrong ways of now people doing to get relationship with the other gender. That's not the Bible. All the wrong ways that is applicable to they choose what they like. And we discuss it further. In verse 4 it said there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they have children of them, the same become mighty men which were of old, men of renown. Giants, those who trust in their power, strength, men of renown, famous men, or they work it out to become famous. Noah did not go into such direction. Have you get the point? There are wrong ways coming on. They choose what they like. They depend on their own power. They want to be famous. Noah was in a different way. He walked with God. While we can see that God was in his spirit, he was fighting with the his spirit fighting with the men. God went to one direction, they want to go other direction. He say, I will make an end. God repented and God grieved. And God said that I will destroy from the face of the earth all what I had created. And what are the things that Noah did not do, like the people around him were doing? In verse 11, the earth also was corrupt. Corruption is there. Cheating, bribing, injustice is there. Violence is there. I can take things with my own power. And in verse 12, it mentioned also that God, look, it was corrupt. The whole earth was corrupt. So here, Noah was living, not that part of the earth is corrupt. Not some society only was corrupt, but he said, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. With such generation, Noah lived. But he did not do what other people are doing. So the first aspect is, Noah did not do what the other are doing, and that's the way for him hope to become righteous. He differentiated himself, he separated himself, he did not isolate himself, but in his way he walked with God. And he isolated himself from the ways of men. Jesus Christ recommend the way that Noah lived his life. When he condemned the life of the people at the time of Noah, when he was speaking about his coming judgment on earth, In the book of Matthew, chapter 24, book of Matthew 24, and let's read verse 37 to verse 39. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and he knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now here, what are the things that Jesus spoke when he compared his second coming or his coming judgment on the people, when he compared it with the judgment of God, how God based his judgment on the people at the time of Noah? What they did wrong? Or what they did, what Jesus said that what they did? They were eating. Now we will not eat. But this is what Jesus said. They were eating. Yeah, we need to eat. But sure, Jesus condemning the wrong way of eating. Eating expensive food. Giving vent to their appetite and taste. And give them the full freedom to eat what they like. Eating not only expensive food, eating in restaurants nowadays. Because this is expensive food, it will come. Eating a lot of food through banquets and invitations and parties is all food. When you speak about eating and drinking alcohol or spirit, these are the things that God condemned. We need to eat what is sufficient for our bodies and what is needful, and to be away from all the gluttony, and away also from eating expensive foods that will affect our stewardship. Because if you link, at the time of Noah, people get corrupted. And speak about corruption, speak about also money, right? When you speak about corruption, speak about money. When money is spent in a wrong way, corruption will follow after. Poverty, stealing, corruption will all after it will follow. And the ways of man become evil and wicked. So things, put it together. Noah, altogether, he was aware of that. Eating and drinking. A lot of kind of feasts in the world. Parties. Noah, do you think Noah was doing what the people were doing? No. How many years Noah lived with the people? Few years? Exactly, we can say, but minimum approximately 100 years, between 80 to 120 years. That is the range that Noah took to build the ark. During that period, he was living with the world. He was not living in the moon or in the Mars. He was living on the earth. But he did not do what the people were doing. And what else? Verse 38, Matthew 24:38. We finish eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Now what is wrong in marriage? Now there is something wrong. They were doing in pertinent to marriage. As we have read, they choose what they like. Love marriage. This is this is what they like. They don't use their mind or the scriptures. Will they allow dating and courting and boy and girls, they were meeting outside the marriage life, sure they were doing that, otherwise God will not be upset about it. Will they will allow multiple marriage? Let's read Luke at the time of Noah. Luke chapter 17. And that is what is going on in life now, in life of believers and non-believers. When boys and girls are not disciplined, they are given the freedom to choose what they like, to get linked with a boy or girl as a boyfriend or girlfriend, and that is all immorality before marriage. Many they have children without marriage, boy and girls, and they will leave the children and they will go to marry another partner. These are all unlawful marriages. Was at the time of Noah they were doing that? Yes. And even now. Now is more. Homosexuality and the transgender. We're now becoming more advanced, more eligible for God's judgment. What we need to do to live righteous life? We need to avoid all these things. In Luke chapter 17, and let's read verse 27. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank. Drunk means here alcohol clear. They married wives, they were giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. You see here, they married wives. So, not only one lady, but either divorce or remarriage or multiple marriage. Come on. Wives. Because they do what they want. They have power. First, they have the right to choose. Second, they have the right to do whatever they can. No restraint. And you know, there's why the Lord mentioned two things about food and about the lust in the form of marriage. You know, if you compare the animal to man, the animal will eat what he like, what he used to eat. Expensive, cheap, he will not think to budget, you know, very small number of animals to think about to budget or to plan things. But they will eat what is the nature, how to provide for them without thinking much. And also about marriage life, they don't fix with a partner or one person. There's no commitment about this. Now, when man behave about the food and about marriage in the same way that the animal behaved, then what is the difference then? We know that animals have no eternal life. And they don't have mind of these things, but they know there's God. But man has mind. And we know that God gave man eternal life. And based that when we disobey, when man disobey, there is eternal condemnation also. Was Noah from such style of people? Sure, he was not. Sure, he separated himself. from all this stand, live in relationship, extramarital affairs, wasting food, wasting resources, because God has given us mind. Then how we choose wife, how we marry, not whatever we choose. You know, let's go to Genesis 6. We had to pray, teach me your ways, O God. Genesis 6. Now when we condemn boyfriend and girlfriend, now what is your option? When you condemn love marriage, then what is the ways of God? We'll go to verse 2, Genesis 6 verse 2. He said that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they choose. Their choice was based on what here? Can you tell me their choice here based on what? In what sense? Depending on what they saw, right? That is the verb. Now, when we pray to God, teach me your ways, God, how I will choose my partner? Not with your eyes. You sit at the feet of Jesus and pray. He will tell you whom you need to marry. But most of the time, what he's going to tell you externally, it is not attractive. It is not attractive because you should not follow what you choose. But you need to follow what he has chosen for you. When we behave in what our eyes see and delight on our eyes' joys, we'll be in strife with the Holy Spirit of God that's inside us. Noah was in that kind of society. The same here now. And when all this had taken place, Noah yet remained faithful to God, remained obedient. And he did not do what the people are nowadays doing. Let's go now to the life of people before this COVID-19 had appeared. Now most of the things of wickedness had stopped after COVID-19. But before that, were they not doing this? And still, the food, the restaurants, the parties, the gatherings, all that had been done. And that's why we found today God's judgment on earth. The spirit of man was in strife with the spirit of God. But Noah was not like that. In chapter 7, Genesis chapter 7 verse 1, to say, and the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark. For thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. That is after he completed the ark. After he completed building the ark, God told him, For thee have I seen righteous before me in the generation. So, from Genesis 6, when God told him build the ark, until Genesis 7 is around 100 years. 100 years, God was re-evaluating Noah, and he found Noah, he did not give way that he will go along the ways of the people of the world. In which area? What did he describe? Eating and drinking and marital life. Few things. He abided with these things. And he protected himself from being corrupted, being doing evil. He did not need to fight with God every day. A lot of time go this way, he said, no, I don't like. He walked with God. After he finished the ark, God told him, I find you righteous before me in the generation. Genesis 6 and verse 17, this is before he started the building, before doing the ark. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. He told him, I bring the flood, and I destroy everything. As we can see, there's God's judgment now on earth. In verse 18, but with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. So here, God told him that I will make my covenant with thee, and the ark is going to build that you and those who are with you, your wife and your three sons and thy sons' wives will be going inside with you into the ark. Now let me ask one question. Did the sons of Noah married with what they choose girls? No, that's not written. But based on what we had explained, based on what Jesus said in the New Testament, based on what we have read here, they choose, when they saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of which they choose. Do you believe that the son of Noah choose what they like? If they choose what they like, they will not be allowed to enter the ark. If the style of Noah was the same style of the world, my son, you are free. You can do what you like, you are old already. I don't need to tell you anything. That is not the style of Noah. That is how to walk righteous with God. Was his children squandering food and money and resources? That we can conclude now. If they are like this, they will not be included in the ark. And again, when the ark finished, we can read chapter 7 and verse verse 6. Chapter 7, verse 6. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the water of the flood. Have you get the point? How old is he was, Noah, when he entered the ark? 600 years. In Genesis 5 and verse 30, Genesis 5 verse 30, and Lamech lived, and after he begot Noah 595 years, and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So when he was 500 years, he had 3 children. When he was 600 years, he already finished the ark. His 3 sons with him, their wives with him, his wife with him. My question here, was Noah and his children were doing what the people in the world were doing? In pertain to food and in pertain to marriage? Yes or no? No. Otherwise, they will not enter the ark. Now the first question is, the first part of the question, how to become righteous based on the life of Noah, we should not do what the people in the world around us do. The church of God should not do what the people in the world are doing. Why this message? Because the church of God is doing the same now in the world, like the people in the world. That's why we need to make things clear. The instruction and discipline that we need to ordain in our family and ministry to control this area of food and marriage is very important, because that has brought the flood on the old world. And if we fear God, we are not animals, we have mind. We are given a privilege, we have salvation in Christ Jesus. Our sin are paid off on the cross, but we need to behave today to follow God. God's willing, this coming Friday, we continue to answer the question, how Noah become a righteous man? Now we understand now that what the people around him were doing, and how, from the scriptures, we can conclude that Noah did not do that. Otherwise, he would not be entering the ark and get saved. Let's all stand. The situation now is very serious. I am now 55 years old. I never see God serious before this 2020. I mean, I know from the scripture he's very serious, he's very strict. But see it in my eyes, I never see. That's what I am seeing now. And I am having more courage now to speak and to do what God wants me to do. Let's come to the Lord. Let's repent. Whatever things in the past happened, you did based on the people in the world did. Because all others, all theirs is doing it. That is not a justification for you. You need to repent. I will not do it, Lord. I will not do what others were doing. I know now your word is condemning that. And even your action of God. I pray, Lord, teach me more of your ways. and purify my heart, cleanse me, O God, from things unpleasant to you. Help me, Lord, to abide with your will. To move forward into the ark of safety that you prepare for me, the cross of Jesus. And there's a blood on the cross that saved my life. Teach me your ways, O God. O God, make a way. Thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Fear your name, so they will not do wrong. As you have told them your ways, O God, I pray they will take a decision to follow your ways. Yes, once again, sing this song, not a song, but as a prayer and commitment to God. Thank you. standing in the way that you want me to walk.
Remove from me
God. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you for your word to us today. Thank you for the people who understood your will and who are willing to comply and walk with you to live as Noah lived his life. God, I pray for those who are here and those in other places. Pray for them, that they will continue to cooperate with you, that they will not strive with your Holy Spirit and will do your will in full. I pray for people to be saved. Pray for workers and servers and servants of yours to be raised up. I pray for more spread of your words all over the world. Once again, I pray for protection for those who fear you. Provide for them. Sustain them with their families and belongings to continue to serve you. Provide for us, O God. Sustain us, Lord, to do your will. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.